Nolte, Vanity Fair's impeachment data is terrible news for Democrats. By John Nolte on November 23, 2019. The far-left Vanity Fair got its Trump-hating hands on some exclusive impeachment data. And it is all bad news for Democrats and their fellow coup plotters in the media. The headline reads, "Polling suggests Democrats' impeachment push could alienate key voters." The sub-headline reads, "Data exclusive to Vanity Fair shows impeachment could be a losing issue for Democrats hoping to recruit independents in 2020. Lots of people who don't like Trump who are still prepared to vote for him," says one political science expert. And here is the math, and some of it is stunning. We'll start with my favorite numbers. By a huge margin of 62% to 22%, the all-important independent voters who will decide the 2020 election, especially in key states, say that impeachment is more important to politicians than it is to me. Get this. By another huge margin, 61% to 23%, independents say impeachment is more important to the media than it is to me. Vanity Fair concludes that these numbers can only mean impeachment proceedings are viewed as bread and circuses for the anti-Trump crowd in Washington and the media. You think? Another juicy number is that on the list of priorities independents hold dear, only 27% describe impeachment as a top priority, which means it polls well below the deficit, 74%, healthcare, 72%, and infrastructure, 70%, and infrastructure is an issue Trump truly cares about. Something he regularly talked about even in the years preceding his presidency. Infrastructure is something that could have happened had Nancy Pelosi and the Democrat-run Congress not become coup-obsessed. Something I expected Trump and the nervous Nancy to make a deal on. Wait, it gets better. Hilariously, as Vanity Fair is forced to acknowledge, even Trump's absurd border wall scored as a higher priority for independents. Independents suffer from scandal fatigue and overall confusion, Vanity Fair adds. They agreed with the statement it is difficult to tell all the investigations in Washington apart by a roughly 2-to-1 margin. The left-wing publication blames part of this confusion on Trump. This no doubt reflects a successful Trump strategy to sow confusion and spread blame. By constantly charging others with acting badly and by creating such a long litany of disputable acts, Trump has in effect led many voters to dismiss the whole mess as the type of bad thing that all politicians do. How absurd. When everything is a bombshell and everything is white supremacy and everything means the walls are closing in on Trump, then it all means nothing. Vanity Fair tries to close on a positive note, but it is an act of kidding oneself. The news isn't all bad for Democrats. Independents are paying attention to the story at relatively high rates. Viewing numbers for the hearings are high, and in the polling, 50% of independents say they had heard a lot or some about the testimony of Ambassador Yovanovitch. Actually, this is terrible news for Democrats. It means voters are paying close attention and are still not convinced this impeachment proceeding is anything other just another stupid, partisan exercise performed by a Democrat party and media. But I repeat myself, who still haven't come to terms with losing the 2016 election. The truth is this. The media's propaganda campaign failed. Badly. All the cable news outlets and all the broadcast networks hoped that airing the impeachment hearings live would give legitimacy to something that was totally illegitimate. On top of that, even as we watched the air go out of the Ukraine hoax for 2 weeks as witness after witness admitted they had witnessed nothing, as witness after witness proved there could be no quid pro quo, no bribery, no extortion when Ukraine didn't know the aid had been put on hold, the fake media still screamed bombshell every 15 minutes, but no one was listening. Adam Schiff's Failure Theater launched with a pathetic 13 million viewers, and over the next 2 weeks that already humiliating number was cut by more than half. After 3 years of media hysteria, of bombshells that never exploded, the American people know an overcooked hoax when they see one. What's more, the American people also know that investigating Joe and Hunter Biden's looting of Ukraine for millions of dollars is investigating corruption, and no amount of media spin can decouple the two. When Trump asked Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, he was doing his job. He was looking out for American taxpayers. He was rooting out corruption. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.